People in Illinois hear plenty of news about political shakedowns and pay-to-play schemes, but the folks who feel they're getting squeezed, they rarely speak up. Zach Model is a suburban factory owner who's now talking about what it's like to run a business where the line between government service and political fundraising often gets blurred. WBEC's Dan Mihalopoulos worked with Casey Toner from the Better Government Association for this story.
When the FBI raided the offices of a local politician last year, Zach Model was ecstatic.
I felt like the house fell on the Wicked Witch. That's what I felt like. We were free. The Munchkins were free.
Model is a fourth-generation owner of a factory in Lyons, a blue-collar suburb.
Atlas Tool and Die Works, established 1918. Hi, we're here to see Zach.
Here they've made the signs for Macy's and parts for fighter jets. And for years, Atlas gave money to the campaigns of many politicians, some of them now under federal investigation. But Model says he often felt strong pressure to make those contributions, and in one case, he has the emails to back that up. That time, Model says, he thought he had to pony up to the politician because his company was in trouble and needed help. For decades, Atlas had plenty of work.
But that all went to China. We were bleeding cash pretty badly.
Then a few years ago, Atlas was looking at what could have been a big hike in its property tax bill. So in 2017, the company applied for a special tax break from Cook County through a program meant to save manufacturing jobs. Model says the money from the tax break would be reinvested right back in the factory. So he went to the company's Cook County commissioner.
I know Commissioner Tobolsky. I'm going to go see him myself.
According to Model, Democratic Commissioner Jeff Tobolsky promised to help Atlas get the tax cut. But the process dragged on for months. Then, one day early in 2018, Tobolsky sent Model a message from his private email account. Model read me that email from the commissioner.
Hey, Zach. We met back in October of 2017. You indicated a great willingness to support. I was hoping this was an oversight and I could count on Atlas for a bronze sponsorship. I would greatly appreciate that. This email was sent because they had sent me an invite to his fundraiser and I never did. I didn't reply. I didn't attend. I didn't support.
Model says he had not told Tobolsky he would give him a campaign contribution, but he responded to the email. He told Tobolsky he did get the fundraiser invitation and didn't give because of his company's money problems. Tobolsky persisted. A few hours later, he wrote to Model again.
Zach, thanks for getting back to me. Let's do this. I only have two events per year. Can I count on Atlas for a $350 hole sponsor at the golf outing each year? That way it's a fixed cost.
You heard that right. A Cook County elected official put in writing to a business owner that his company should set aside money for political contributions to him every year and that he should budget for the expense as if it were, quote, a fixed cost. That's a term usually reserved for the necessary costs of doing business. Model says he was shocked at Tobolsky's choice of words and by his repeated requests for campaign cash. At the same time, Model did not want to upset Tobolsky.
I also know he's the commissioner who's supposed to be sponsoring my tax credit that hasn't been approved yet.
Model says he weighed the pros and cons.
I felt pressure. I definitely felt pressure. And I felt like, okay, you know, you got to play ball with this guy. I mean, I don't want to miss the opportunity to save what is, you know, could be $700,000, $600,000 over 10, 12 years. That's a lot of money.
There was no explicit quid pro quo in the emails, but Model concluded it was smarter to give Tobolsky the few hundred political bucks he wanted and not risk losing the much bigger amount his company could get from the pending property tax break. Now, Model told Tobolsky what he wanted to hear.
Jeff, I'm happy to help anytime that I am able. Count on me for that August golf event. It's just got to be when I have more cash on hand and I'm not literally sweating payroll. Please understand, it's not that I'm unwilling to support. I have given, and I will continue to give money to candidates.
Records confirm Atlas did give $750 to the Friends of Jeffrey Tobolsky Political Fund. And around the same time Atlas made that contribution, the company got its tax break from the county.
Do you think that you would have gotten the tax break had you not made those donations?
It was clear to me that making donations meant that things were going to go easier.
And Model was not the only one who thought Tobolsky could be putting his own interests first. Federal agents have targeted Tobolsky and many other politicians in a series of raids across the state in the past few months.
That's the story. An FBI spokesman confirms agents showed up at the village halls in Lyons, McCook, and Summit.
Tobolsky does double duty as an elected official. Besides being a county commissioner, he's also the mayor of the village of McCook, a tiny southwest suburb. Agents raided Tobolsky's office at the McCook Village Hall on September 26th. Tobolsky has not been charged, and he's still on the job at the county board and at the McCook Village Hall.
The chair will entertain a motion to go to approve the finance committee report.
That's where Casey Toner of the BGA and I caught up with him after a village board meeting earlier this month. I asked Tobolsky to look at a copy of those emails he sent to Zach Model.
He felt he was being squeezed. When he didn't answer you, you wrote to him and suggested that they build it into their budget as a fixed cost that was in the email that you sent.
But Tobolsky did not want to look at the emails.
I have no comment, but I will refer you to my attorney, Mr. Sturba.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good one.
The lawyer did not return our calls, and the spokesman for federal prosecutors would not comment on the investigation into Tobolsky. But that raid of his office, Zach Model says it gave him the confidence to speak out.
Most business owners don't know who to talk to, don't know what to do. They get quiet and shut up. They think they've done something wrong and they're afraid. We need to tell these stories. We need to shine the light on this. We need to stop this.
Model himself is a village trustee in Burr Ridge, the suburb where he lives. And he's no stranger to political disputes. But he says this state's greedy political culture makes it harder to do business.
I love Illinois. I love the state. I'm born and raised here. I want to keep my business here. I want to stay here. But this corruption adds a cost. It harms the state. So that's why I'm talking to you.
The county says the tax break for Atlas saved 66 full-time jobs and created 18 more. But Model says business owners should be able to get that kind of support from their local government without being made to feel obligated to send campaign checks to the politicians. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.